Obviously, when we buy metal or glass kelim that we use for food preparation and serving, we have to take them to the mikveh. But there seem to be a lot of things that we actually don't take to the mikveh that are made of metal, glass, and used for food. Namely, Coke, Pepsi, wine, Snapple, and beer bottles that are made of glass, and metal cans of pre-cut vegetables and beans. There's so many things that seemingly disposable pre-packaged containers, we don't ever take them to the mikveh before we take the food out of them. Seemingly, that's incorrect. Isn't it made of metal? Doesn't it contain food? Why is it that we are able to drink out of a Snapple bottle ready-to-go food, and we don't ever have to take it to the mikveh? Maybe we have to empty it first, take it to the mikveh, and then pour it back in to drink it. So there are four prevalent shitot amongst the poskim about how to deal with disposable, prepackaged food packaging. Rav Moshe holds that it only becomes a keli when you open it, so it never belonged to a goy as a kli. Once it was sealed, it lost its kli status, and when you opened it, you made it a kli, and it's a Jewish kli. Also, the packaging is like the shell or the peel of the food, and therefore it is batel to the food itself, and it's permissible to reuse the kli after emptying it as well. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul subscribes to just the first reason alone and thinks that the second reason is incorrect. But that is the shita of Rav Moshe, shita number one. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, shita number two, says that you're only allowed to use it passively until it's entirely emptied. You're not allowed to cook anything with it once you open, meaning you can't open a package of raw sardines and then put it in the oven. You have to put it in the oven while it's closed. But as long as you're emptying it, that's called passive usage. Once you empty it all the way, if you want to continue using the jar or whatever it is, you have to take it to the mikveh first. Rav Ovadia essentially agrees with this approach. Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski is quoted by Rav Shlomo Warman and the Sfidi Eish and Mishneh Halachot. They all say that when you purchase food with the packaging, you don't have kavana to acquire the packaging, just the food. You wouldn't want to acquire something that would be an iser for you to violate not eating from it without taking it to the mikveh. Therefore, you don't want it, and therefore, it's fine. Rav Schechter is the Pashta, and Rav Schechter says, it's metal, it's glass, use it for food. Usser, you have to take it to the mikveh before you use it. And you can't drink out of the Snapple bottle. The wine bottle is just storage. So there's about to be somech on it there. But here, by the Snapple bottle, by the iced coffee that's in the glass bottle, you have to empty it into a cup in order to drink it. When it comes to aluminum pans, disposable aluminum pans, chad pe'ami, is a further discussion. We, especially by aluminum, that not just disposable, but aluminum. The aluminum is not one of the six metals listed in the Torah, and we discussed how Rav Moshe holds that even so, many hold that even so it is chayiv min haTorah b'tzibilah, and Rav Moshe has a huge chidush that since it's not one of the six, it's only chayiv min derabanan, since it is similar to glass and that it can be melted down. And Rav Belsky says that in fact aluminum on the periodic table is not even really a metal, it's a post-transitional metal, it doesn't have some metallic properties, it doesn't conduct electricity so well, so it's not really chayiv min haTorah in tzibilat kelim. Therefore, Rav Moshe goes a step further and says that, sorry, and therefore it should be clear that really aluminum does require tzvila because it's metal, it's chayiv tzvila, and so what if it's a pan? And that's exactly what Rav Schechter says. Rav Schechter holds you have to take all of your aluminum to the mikveh. But Rav Moshe says that because it won't last, because it will fall apart, it won't actually retain its kli status. It won't even hold from the beginning a kli status because after a number of uses, the kli will break. It won't last. Based on a Rambam in Hilchot Kelim, not for now. Rav Moshe says that since such a kli would not be mekabel tumah, it also does not require tevila, it's not called a kli. This Rav Moshe is relevant in Kol HaTorah Kula. In Netilat Yadayim, you need a kli. For a Kiddush on Shabbat, you need a kli. To open a soda bottle on Shabbat, you're making it a kli, or it was already a kli. For a Kiyan Chalipin, you can't do Chalipin if it's not a kli. So, and also by Tevilat Kelim, is it a kli or not? Rav Moshe says if it's disposable, it's going to be not going to last the wear and tear of just a few uses. Even if you try, it would still not be required Tevila from the get-go. There's a lot of discussion what exactly Rav Moshe meant. Would you do Tevila in the beginning? Should you do Tevila later? But that's not for now. There is a grand misconception that comes out of this, that whenever it comes to Tevilat Kelim, people think that you always have one-time use before you can have to take it to the mikveh. It's absolutely incorrect. You always have to take things to the mikveh if it's a kli already. If it's not a kli, then you don't have to take it to the mikveh. Rav Moshe, there's a discussion within Rav Moshe, what happens if you're, you know, you decide later on that you want to keep it and you're going to make it last, so then maybe you have to take it to the mikveh or not, but that's not for now. Rav Shechter argues with Rav Moshe that who cares, it's going to break. Sof kol adam lamut, everyone will die. Just because you, in America, will throw it away, doesn't mean that the person in a third world country wouldn't. So, it would also. And since he wouldn't, he would try to make it preserve. He would try to preserve it. That's still called a kli. Chacham Tzion HaBashal reportedly held that even if you want it to last, it's pater, since it is disposable by nature. And Chacham Ovadia holds that it's a kli from the get-go. That's why it's mutter to open soda bottles and cans on Shabbat. Because it's a kli already. And you're not making a kli on Shabbat. And that's why it's also a kli with respect to Tevilah Kelim. And it needs Tevilah when you buy it from a goy. This led Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano to advise the Badatz Beit Yosef as to how to mass produce, how to facilitate mass production of aluminum pans, disposable aluminum pans, through what eventually became a project of the Ta'aman company, for people to have without having to require Tevilat Kalim. Rav Asher Weiss was really not a fan of Toledano's ideas. Rav Toledano wrote his stuff, and that is actually what is done in the Maaseh by the Badatz Beit Yosef. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.